We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline tonight. We're going to talk to our buddy Nick Friedell from ESPN. We got a big game coming up tonight as well.
Nick, right.
Nick, good morning. Thank you for joining us. As always, we appreciate it. A big one tonight here in Miami.
Always, guys, and I am really intrigued to see how this one shakes out because the Heat were not competitive at all, as we all know, in those first 5 minutes. That game was over, and I think they are dealing with a lot of different injuries. And when you listen to Spoelstra and Jimmy, they tried to stay positive, focus on what was ahead of them. But this looks like a team that's right on that verge of just kind of running out of gas. So if they can find a way tonight, they give themselves a chance. And if not, I think it is going to be really difficult to go back into Boston in Game 6 and win.
You know, Nick, it's funny you said that. And I know fans don't want to hear it, and the media didn't want to hear about the injury bug, but Jimmy Butler, all of a sudden, the last two games, 8 points and 6 points. I don't know why he played against Chicago. I don't know why he didn't rest, but I know Jimmy's a real – you know him better than anybody, how competitive he is. All of a sudden, he's off the injury report like he's just 100%. Did that surprise you? And how banged up is Jimmy Butler right now with that knee?
Joe, all I can tell you is through the years, having been around Jimmy year after year after year, when Jimmy says, as he did the other night, I'm not worried about it, that's usually exactly when he's worried about something a little more. And he is going to try everything he can to be out there and to play at that same level that we've grown accustomed to seeing from him, especially in this postseason, because when he's been healthy and he's been right, he's been awesome. I just don't think that knee is where he needs it to be. And that doesn't mean he can't fight through it and find a way, because that's what has defined Jimmy's career to this point. So it wouldn't stun me if Jimmy comes out and looks really good and can lead them through tonight and take the lead again in the series. But I can just tell you, watching him and listening to what he was saying, to sit there the other night and say, oh, you know, everything's all right, not worried about it, it's no excuse. He's not going to use it as an excuse, but I'm telling you that thing is bugging him, and it has been bugging him, as we know, for the last few weeks. So something to watch for, certainly. And as usual, when it comes down to injuries with Jimmy and a lot of guys on this Heat team, everybody is wired the same way. That's why it works down here the way that it does. They're going to try to push the pain somewhere else. But once the game starts and he starts moving around, that to me is the single biggest storyline for Miami.
We're waiting until 90 minutes before the game time to find out about Tyler Hero, you think? It's not going to be announced before that, right?
I would be surprised. Although the other day, guys, as we know, they announced that he wasn't going to play, and you're kind of like, wow, I mean, it must be pretty bad because – Spoelstra, he never does it early. I mean, maybe, I guess, but I think he's going to try and be out there. You know how badly he'd like to be out there. And just having him out there, he didn't shoot the ball well in game three, but he is still that threat that they need to guard on the perimeter. Just by being there, he's going to create some space. So I'm sure he's going to try, but if he's not out there tonight, guys, you know how bad it is for him not to be there. And on top of the fact, and this is, I think, why I've got my doubts about what we've seen the last few days. We're talking about Jimmy, and we talked about Hero. P.J. Tucker at shoot-around the other day is wearing this sleeve on his knee to get circulation moving. I mean, that knee is really bothering him. Lowry's still dealing with the hamstring injury. And at this point in the year, everybody's dealing with something. So this is what happens in the playoffs. The Celtics, of course, are dealing with issues with Marcus Smart and Robert Williams, and Tatum's played a lot of minutes, but it just feels like the Heat are really banged up at the wrong time. And they're going to have to find a way to mentally grind through whatever happens tonight.
Nick, give me your take on Bam Adebayo. He's getting ripped for not taking enough shots, and all of a sudden he puts up a monster game after Jimmy goes out to help lead that team to a win in Boston. And then the next game he goes back to limited shot Bam. Give me your take on Bam Adebayo to this point in this series.
It feels like he needs that constant fire lit underneath him. And it always cracks me up when anybody says, I'm not paying attention to, you know, what is said or what is written,
right,
or what the chatter is. That's a joke. Bam proved that again in game three, because after those first two games, he was getting crushed. Bam's not doing enough. Somebody needs to help Jimmy some more. It is within Bam Adebayo to be dominant. We've all seen it. Offensively, he needs to step up a little more. Defensively, he is still a threat, but this team absolutely needs his presence. And in this series, it just feels like Robert Williams is in his head a little bit. And when he wasn't on the floor, Bam dominated. And when he was, and he has been, it hasn't been the same. Same goes for Grant Williams. I mean, those two guys have really gotten into him a little bit, and Bam is a very prideful player. He is very talented, so I would expect him to be more assertive early tonight, but they need that presence all the way through the game.
Nick, outside of the 109-103 game when it was just a six-point kind of victory for Boston there, for the Heat there, there's been blowouts in just about every game. Double digits, you know, 11 points, 25 points, whatever it was. And it's not just this series, it's all over the playoffs. Is that a little shocking to you, covering the NBA and seeing what it's like, that these aren't closer games in the playoffs?
Yes, Zach, these games have been terrible.
Right. You're right, Nick. I mean, we talk about it all the time. You're right, though.
We're sitting there the other night in Boston, and I'm around the rest of the Riders, and we're just looking at each other like, are you kidding me? I mean, that game was terrible. The Heat just did not show up. And again, to me, it's because they're not healthy. And to watch these games unfold, you know, the league office has got to be like, oh, no. Because, I mean, the Warriors-Mavs games, they've barely been competitive, too. I mean, the second half, the other night in game two, that was interesting because the Warriors came back from so many, but those games haven't been really good either. So, there have been a lot of different issues, and you could always point to injuries at this part of the year, because this is what happens over the course of a six-month season that has stretched so long. But I'm not sure what the answer is. I just think that they've got to find a way to make one or two of these last games much more interesting to hold the casual fans, because – if you're a Heat fan or you're a Celtics fan, you're going to watch it all the way. But if not, you're turning that TV off really fast, because the product right now just isn't very compelling.
Nick, the three all-NBA teams that come out from 100 members of the media in NBA markets, and I'm just curious, is that a big deal to those guys? I know it is for money purposes, but like Jimmy Butler didn't make one of those three teams. Does that bother him, or does he care less about that?
He's going to tell you he could care less, but, Joe, it bothers him. I mean, This is the thing that always kills me. A lot of these guys, and this is far deeper than just Jimmy, I'm not paying attention to that. It's just not true. Jimmy is well aware of exactly what the perception is around him, and I think it is really, really interesting in this series in particular, because I feel like you've got two guys, and Jimmy's a little bit older, but Tatum seems to be right on the cusp of being fully accepted as a superstar. And Jimmy has always wanted to be a superstar, in that he'd be the number one player on a team that has a legit chance to win a title. And we saw the evolution a little bit in the bubble a year and a half ago, and he almost made it happen against the Lakers. And we're starting to see that again right now. But he'll sit there, if he's asked about it, I'm sure, and say, that stuff doesn't bother me. But it does, and it is something that he can use and be fuel for the fire that he needs. I mean, that's a lot of great players in the league, though. So I know that there's one answer publicly and through time, and this goes back to all those years ago in Chicago, guys, where he knew exactly which guys had gotten paid and when, and that the Bulls hadn't committed to him fully. I mean, it's the same idea, and it will always be the same for any type of competitive player who plays at this level.
He'd have the number one seed in the East. Seven other teams were in the playoffs in the East. All those seven teams had somebody on the All-NBA team, not the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
All other seven
teams. It's culture. It's a bunch of guys play together well. Jimmy and the rest of those guys.
Right. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. The number one seed, not one of those guys here. Nick, we appreciate it, man. We always appreciate you coming on with us, especially.
Thanks, Nick. Thank you, buddy. We saw you on TV.
We just did.
You look great today,
yeah,
too.
You look great. Yep.
Thanks.
All good, guys. It's always good being with you, and I hope we could talk again after Game 7 because maybe we can get this series rolling a little bit more with some momentum for people to watch.
Yeah, that'll tonight.
Something, right?
We're going to have the league go back and forth tonight. Tonight's the night, Nick. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, you got it. See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.